UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Has Larry Vaught seen the Jamal Murray video?
Multiple times.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
There would have been a no-touching policy.
And James Strebel.
I don't care how old they are. I'll enjoy them either way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
One day he went about 45 minutes, and so we just had some time on the back end there. Boy, all of this is going to be for the mixtape. All right, how's everyone doing? How are we doing here? It's
good.
A Tuesday. You doing good, Strebel?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm happy that you're doing well. It's a Tuesday edition of The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7, the ESPN Louisville app, ESPNLouisville.com, the TuneIn app, many places you can find the show. It is day number two as we are not broadcasting live from the Papa John Studios. Instead, we are on the road at the Sweeney household, day number two for our guy Round Daddy, hanging out with us here. And we are here for you the next 3 hours, coming up at 5 o'clock yet again. Week number two of taking the live press conference of the sex symbol and also the governor of the Commonwealth, the state of Kentucky. It's Andy Beshear.
There he is.
I mean, he's a sex symbol now, is he not?
He is. He glows when he goes up there. All the ladies in the Commonwealth, yeah, they start swooning.
Mitch, we are going to make sure the door is shut when I ask you this next question.
Uh-oh.
And this is just something that I think. By the way, I'm Andy Sweeney, hanging out for the next 3 hours. James Strebel as well. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. I mentioned Beshear in the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we will have the unveiling of the sound bracket region names and the one seeds.
I can't wait.
As now we are going to follow the ESPN Louisville and Bobby V bracket as they are now going into the second round. Bob had Louisville winning big. Bob had, I think, Virginia losing. There's some sketchy things that are going.
Hey,
I don't know if Nick is in there. I'm going to have to take Nick down because I know Bob's not, you know, getting off the air for 3 hours and then turning on the TuneIn app to listen to this jackassery
right.
for the next 3 hours. But, I mean, Bob, I think, got offended. I was like, Bob, you're going to have Louisville. Is Louisville going to make the Final Four in this bracket?
Yeah.
Like, I just.
You can feel it coming.
Yes.
You can feel it coming.
Yes, you could.
Yes.
So we will unveil the one seeds. We will unveil the region names.
Man, I can't wait.
Okay. Well, you now I am also looking in, and we will play these as we go instead of putting, even though all we do have is time here on The Take on ESPN 680-105.7, ESPNLouisville.com. I will play some of the ones that have already not made the cut.
Okay.
Just the ones that are funny that have not made the cut but are awesome nonetheless. We will do that today. We will do that the weeks as we are quarantined, and who knows how long that is going to be.
Right.
So we'll have a lot of fun. Now, there are two different ways that this show could go. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
We have topics that we can discuss today.
There are sporty topics.
Sporty topics today. For instance, you decided to look through way too early top 25s, and you believe that there is an anti-Louisville rhetoric that is hidden in these top 25. So, of course, the Kentucky guy has a Louisville topic that Strebel will bring to the ESPN 680 airwaves. That is number one.
That's number one.
That is number one. John Calipari said some stuff today.
Yeah, he did.
Your boy Scott Satterfield said some stuff today.
I heard. I didn't listen to him. I listened to Cal.
The questions that were out there, the gas bagger questions were fantastic. Now, there's many different ways, again, that we can go here. Do we want to get on? And I'm asking you guys what we want to do here. And 437-9680.
Ooh.
We are going to have fun today.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
But is there time reserved? Should there be time reserved, Round Daddy, that we have to dive into the topic of John Calipari having a 55-minute teleconference and not one time being asked about the Ashenhagens video? And the reason, and just hold your thought for a second.
Okay, absolutely.
Because, Mitch, I did not even tell you that I was thinking of this. There is a part of me, unless he is on today with Ennis, and it's usually Luke Hancock on with our guy Ennis, and Ennis is going to be in a bad mood, and I already know it's coming. It's coming. Well, I mean, Chris Mack finally spoke with someone, and it was Jeff Goodman. It was Jeff Goodman's daughter, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so right now, the Louisville media does not know what to do. That is a discussion that, quite frankly, I'm sure we will dive into.
We have to.
We will. But Ashenhagens in the video question was not asked, and I thought Kyle Tucker in the middle of the press conference was going to be the scribe that did so. And so do we want to reach out, like, soon to Mark Blankenbaker?
We can.
Okay, because Blankenbaker texted me about midway through the Calipari teleconference today, and it was like, I haven't been listening. Has anyone asked about Hagens? And I said no. And then I was receiving via text the hot takes that I think are better on the radio.
Oh, boy.
So, Mitch, you can help me there. Does Ennis have Hancock on today? He does he not?
I believe so. What's today? Tuesday? I mean, I get all my days messed up now, but yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How much Forster did you drink last night? What did Mitch's night look like?
I had a few whiskey.
What else did you do? Is that it?
Played some video games. It's the same thing we discussed yesterday. It's my life for the next four to six weeks.
What we're all doing.
It's your life, but it's also everyone else's.
Yes.
Round Daddy was watching, what, the Lion Show?
Tiger King, no.
Is that awesome?
It's awesome.
Okay.
I
haven't seen it. I would imagine that's going to be getting, you know, it's going to start tonight, tomorrow night, something like that.
You've got to watch it.
By the way, shout out to ESPN. I'm looking at my television right behind you, Strebel.
Yeah.
Shout out to ESPN dropping the Mel Kiper 3.0 draft.
Yes.
I mean, they're like, we have nothing to do. Someone just put Tua at 5, go into the Miami Dolphins, and we'll get Mike Greenberg and Lou Riddick to talk about it at 8 o'clock.
And yell
like,
and
just,
scream.
No, and just go. Like, give Stephen A, pump him full of something, and pump him full of Tua going number 5 to the Miami Dolphins.
Just don't pump a full of weed.
Do we reach out to Blankenbaker? Mitch, do you want to do that right now? I assume you have Blankenbaker's number. Do
yeah,
you
I'll,
not?
I'll call him right now.
Well, you're just going to call him?
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Okay,
let's just call Blank. Now, you can't be fighting him.
I won't fight.
Because I sat here today listening to that Calipari press conference, and we have sound from it. I mean, he made a great point. If we want to get into sports radio big time today about the guys getting ready for the draft, he says 4 or 5 are going to test the waters. By the way, there's a massive difference between 4 or 5. I mean, that is a massive difference when we talk about a quality player that could come back to Kentucky. So we learned nothing there. And then he gets into, we thought we could win it all and all that nonsense, which is revisionist history that did get Lachlan McClain to vomit. By the way, at some point, we are working on an update to the Lachlan McClain sex tape that is not something that has been forgotten by yours truly.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
We need clarity here.
Yes, okay.
Clarity.
So we can get into all of that, but I at first I was like, I'm going to jump on the call, and I did at the end, but obviously there wasn't enough time. And the thing about not being asked is that nobody really cares because we all know what the answer is going to be.
Right.
But it's just silly that he hasn't had to give that answer.
Right.
And I sit here, and while we're all quarantined, I know there's a segment of people that was following along, like crushing along the way. And I understand it. There's something within me, Strebel. I don't know what it is. Okay, I don't know if it's because we have anxiety, we're quarantined in our home. I want to sit here and yell and scream about it, but I can't. It is silly. It's absolutely silly that John Calipari went 55 minutes and didn't get asked about it.
Yeah.
But I don't have it in me to do that show. I just want to play sound bracket. I want to play Calabong from Satterfield.
Right.
I want to play. I mean, do you guys want to hear Johnny Wang's question today?
Yes.
Have you heard Johnny Wang's question today, Cerebro?
No, I wasn't paying attention at that.
You weren't paying attention?
I was listening
all right,
to
well, hang on,
the
hang on.
And,
all right, well, hang on.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for our good friend.
All right, John Wong, you're up. Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this. But Johnny Juzang was really coming on.
You look good.
All right, John Wong, you're up. Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this. But hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this. Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this.
that's what I want to do today.
I love that.
Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Because I don't have it in me. So I know somebody who does. His name is Mark Blankenbaker.
Yes.
And he is now on the take on ESPN Louisville. Give it to him, Blankenbaker. Let's go, Sheriff. Let's do it.
Hey, what's going on, boys? Yeah, I'm just wondering about the UK media, you know, the people that wrote headline after headline after headline about why does the Louisville media not ask questions? Why do they not do this? Why do they not do that? You know, Shane Bohannon's in a Mercedes-Benz. Let's ask questions about it. Kevin Ware got a speeding ticket. Let's ask questions about it. Ashton Hagens with a fat stack telephone thing, 55 minutes and no questions about it. You got an entire fan base. No, not fan base. Media who have daddy issues and all they want to do is just get tapped on the head by John Calipari. It's ridiculous. 55 minutes, no questions? Are you freaking kidding me right now? John Calipari, oh, we haven't seen the video. I have no idea. UK's over there. We've investigated. You've investigated, but you haven't seen the video? Lies, lies, lies. I'm done. If you can't ask a question in 55 minutes, and after another teleconference in which John Hale took out his spine and set it on the side and didn't even ask a question, when before the coronavirus thing happened, I've got nothing left for you guys. All of your credibility is shot. You punted it out the window. It's done. 55 minutes, no questions asked. Did anybody ask him about the Jamal Murray video? Anybody ask him about that? Lots of video going on at the University of Kentucky right now. We need answers.
Yes. I don't want you to argue. He's out of breath. Listen to him. He is a winded man. He just ran a marathon. He is Diener after his nightly workout pump. That is where he is. His name is Mark Blankenbaker. Thank you, Mark.
Anytime, see you, boys.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. I can't wait to look at the text line.
Oh, man.
The sheriff just brought it. Mitch, how much do you love that? That worked out. I swear to you, we didn't talk about that beforehand.
No.
I just knew that he was ready to go. Mitch, when you had the conversation with Mark, what did you say to him?
I was just like, unleash the sheriff. Just unleash it. He's like, what are we talking about? I was like, we're talking about Cal going 55 minutes and not a single person asking about the Ashton Hagens video. He goes, oh. I was like, yep, just unleash the sheriff.
He did it, man.
And you wanted to argue, man. Don't argue him at the end.
I know, but it was just difficult for me.
It doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter.
And
it
that's
doesn't
the,
at all.
That's the thing.
That is the thing.
It doesn't matter. The answer doesn't matter. The fact that we didn't get the question is just silly at this point. Just to see Cal's face with a little bit of a smirk when someone asks him.
Yes.
So we did love that today. We can get to some of that sound. Obviously, Johnny Wang has been the winner, will continue to be the winner.
Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this.
I mean, how great is that?
Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this.
He's the winner.
Best run up there with Happy Thanksgiving.
Now, do we want the Satterfield where he said collar bong, I think is what Satterfield said.
Collar bong.
Is that what he said? He had a teleconference today as well. Now, I did see, all snark aside, that Chris Mack spoke to Jeff Goodman for a few questions and Jeff Goodman's daughter doing that podcast, and that's a cool thing, whatever. I do wonder if, I mean, Chris Mack is the guy not to do the press conference now.
So
I mean,
far,
to not
yeah.
do a teleconference, I'd love to hear his thoughts. I mean, Louisville's season, in many ways, was a lot more interesting than Kentucky's. I mean, wasn't it for the most part?
For good and bad.
Well, yeah, for good and bad reasons.
I think there's multiple reasons, yes.
But I'm not wrong when I say that, right?
I think Kentucky won
the SEC by 3 games. Like, they didn't have to do anything. Now, they got interesting at the end because of the Ashton Hagans stuff not playing and then the video and then the loss to Tennessee, giving up, what, the 17-18-point lead in the second half. But I would say Louisville's was more polarizing, was it not? I mean, Khalil Whitney left, but who cares?
That's the only thing that I was going to bring up is you did have a player quit at the very well. It didn't affect Kentucky in a negative. The thing with Louisville is you're right. There are a lot of unanswered. What was going on with Jordan Wara?
And he can't answer the question. You just want to hear it from Chris Mack.
Yes.
He can't answer the question, no matter what he says about what he thought the NCAA. It's interesting that Calipari has come out with, I believed my team was going to take a run in the tournament.
Multiple times.
And Mack's not saying that.
Right.
I haven't heard the whole Jeff Goodman thing.
I haven't heard any of it. I didn't realize that it was.
Well, I didn't see it until 2:45.
Exactly. Right? On my way, I was getting ready to drive over. Ennis retweeted with just a series of dots.
Mitch said something in our ears. Who was on hold?
No, I said it was awful.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh,
sorry,
really?
I thought you said someone was on hold, and I was getting ready for you to say New York Mike's on hold.
No, you sent me.
Was boring.
You sent me the text. You said Mac was on with Goodman. Can you take a listen to it? I was on my way to the station. I was like, sure. I listened to it in my car on the way there, and it opened up with a girl voice. I was like, this is odd.
Yeah, but it's their quarantine. You got to watch yourself here, Mitch. Everyone is quarantined. So that part of the podcast is okay. It's the fact that the rest of the media wants to ask, 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, Cal talked for almost an hour, and a lot of it was him being a blowhard and stuff.
Right.
And there were a couple Knicks questions that were in there. There was a Leon Rose, and Cal pontificated about washing your hands.
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of useless information, but people want to hear. All you got to do, it's like politics. All Governor Beshear, not all, but Governor Beshear, the way he has presented evidence has won him over.
Yeah.
John Calipari being out there, taking an hour out of his day just to be there and have the Kentucky fans chew on something as the season ends. That's what, quite frankly, Louisville fans, I think, are looking with Chris Mack. I don't care. The show's going to go on. Obviously, if Chris Mack says something and it is polarizing, well, hell, that's going to give us something to talk about.
Absolutely.
Which is also awesome. I'm not acting like there's not an agenda. Sure, I would love 30 minutes of Chris Mack answering questions about his season, about next year, about Jay Scrubb, about, Cal would be out there talking about if Jay Scrubb was going on in Lexington about, just people just want to hear from the coach, even though the majority of the answers don't mean anything and nobody truly knows what you were going to do in the tournament.
And you know what they're going to say. I mean, most people knew, like, when those questions were asked, knew what Calipari was going to say. I don't think he gave you any new information, something that's going to just, I didn't know that was going on, or I didn't know that was happening. But you're right, it was just a way to wrap up the season, and Cal's already done this twice. I mean, he did his final radio program with Tom Leach of the Year a couple of weeks ago. He did that, and now he went on and took, like you said, time out of his day to do this teleconference just to give the fans and the media something to chew on, something to think about, and also something to look forward to as you look ahead to next season. I mean, I got all hot and bothered when he said Emmanuel Quickly maybe coming back and running some point guard.
Oh,
and then
stop
I'm
it.
Starting
well,
to buy myself
no,
into
he,
that, Andy.
He didn't really say that. He was kind of like, he might. Well, he might run some
points.
That's
all I need.
I think he's got a couple other guys he's promised some point guard minutes to.
Right.
And Emmanuel Quickley is not a point guard. We can dive.
He's
that's
not.
Probably, if we're quarantined in like 2 weeks.
That's a discussion.
That discussion, we'll do an entire hour and a half on that right there.
I could.
But
myself.
Okay, well, good. Someday you'll do that then. Take the Comrades. You can do Wednesday.
Yeah, there we go.
By the way, I have changed my bottoms. I'm still wearing the same sweatshirt. My wife doesn't want me to probably say this. She's still in her robe, and she's like, James is coming over. I need to change. I'm like, why?
Yeah, I'm just going to sit
He's
in this
Strieble.
Chair.
He's round daddy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? He's wearing dad shoes.
Yeah, my wife's still in her robe, too. It's just kind of one of those things, what you do when you're quarantined. She didn't have to work last night, so she's still
there
in her robe
go.
Hanging out. She did make pancakes this morning, which was nice. I didn't eat any, but the kids liked them.
Oh.
I had a piece of bacon. That was it.
You said your wife put a what was it? A
it was a story on Instagram.
Oh.
of the me and the three kids eating breakfast, and it was
nice.
It was not a flattering picture of me.
Oh, gotcha.
It was. I wasn't very happy with it.
You're not happy with it.
No,
you have to show it to me.
I'm gonna send it to you.
I don't believe I am friends with your wife on Instagram. I think if she looked at my follows, that might be a horrific thing for the Strebel family. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. So thank you to Blankenbaker. Obviously, the text line is blown up. Texter says, I had a piece of bacon. Sounds more like something Locke would say.
Yeah.
Texter says, how the bleep did Rick Stansberry get Zion Harmon and then put a bunch of money signs? Wait, why is everyone besmirching? Okay, Mitch, you got to help me here because you're the guy from, like, out in the state, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Everyone is besmirching, obviously, Rick Stansberry, shadiness, and then they're connecting Zion Harmon that the reason he went to Western Kentucky is because of that. I didn't think he was a Kentucky, Indiana.
He got an offer from Louisville.
He did.
Yes.
Louisville stopped recruiting him weeks ago.
Yes.
Murray State was also on his final list. It was like between Murray State, Western Kentucky, Seton Hall, Kansas, but he chose Western. He played at Marshall County, which is like 20 minutes from where I'm from.
So you're saying he had many better places that he could go.
Yeah, he had an offer from Kansas.
Kansas, yes. And he ended
up there. But you can understand how Kansas might be a difficult place to commit to.
Yeah.
Right, but
right? And Louisville, if we actually want to do that, I'm saying is people are making fun of Rick Stansberry, which I am all here for. I am not backing my man Slick Rick Stansberry.
Right.
What I am saying is Kansas and Louisville, like, Kansas is not recruiting as well as it used to, and Louisville from last year to this year, even though they have nice players, it is not the same kind of class that we're talking about last year to this year.
Right. Well, I think with Zion Harmon,
the NCAA stuff is there.
Yes. But with him, I mean, Stansberry's had a couple of NBA caliber dudes like Charles Bassey.
Yeah, Stansberry will get some guys.
He will not go. He can't even make the tournament once.
That's not Stansberry. Well, this year, who knows? That's number one. Number two, that's not. Yeah, but you don't criticize Stansberry for tournament success. You guys see Stansberry as a bank.
He is a bank.
Oh, okay, then why do you care about tournament success if he's just a bank? Well, that, you understand what I'm getting, what I'm trying to get at?
And I get it that the kids don't care about it.
By the way, are my dogs over there? Are they still over there? What are they? Yeah, they're still there. They're sleeping.
Oh, are they really? Yeah, oh, yeah. They haven't made a peep. They've been quiet. No, I think that the thing is you have to understand the guys going to play for Rick Stansberry don't give a damn, I don't think, about playing the NCAA tournament. They just want that bag, and I'll see you in a year.
Who else did he have besides U of L and besides, like, Kansas?
I had to go look.
I apologize. I'm ignorant on this. I just, Zion Harmon, you know, I don't
know.
I got a full list right here. It was Kansas, Maryland, Murray State, Seton Hall, and Western Kentucky.
Okay. Seton Hall.
But we're also acting like,
but Western Kentucky is just Western Kentucky. You know what I mean? I mean, he is a four-star. Kansas is Kansas. Seton Hall, at least in the last couple of years, they've been relevant, and they've been making the tournament here with Willard as their coach, and he's been doing a pretty good job. It's Western Kentucky. And the thing with the kid is he's gone to, like, three or four different schools. He's hot from county to county.
Yeah.
He played in Tennessee.
That's why people are saying, like, your boy Justin Rowland, he's Zion Harmon is a Stansberry kid.
Perfect match.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yes.
Well, there we go.
And that's the joke, is Zion Harmon did some shady things playing basketball and trying to be eligible here and there, and then he goes to the king of shadiness.
I don't know.
You watch him.
I don't know how much of this I'm actually with Strebel on this.
No,
really?
This is about to be a name drop right here.
Oh,
my buddy's dad was actually the one who got Zion Harmon eligible to play for Marshall County.
Did he? Because I know there was a battle to even get him eligible for more, because
that's why they have an F-350 in the parking lot.
Oh.
Everyone around Madisonville was talking about it.
the brand new truck going through the streets. Where'd he get that truck, huh?
Texter, I'm going to throw this out here. Did U of L drop out of the Harmon sweepstakes to avoid missing, to avoid it having looked like they missed on another recruit? The narrative was he was too short as a guard. Lander wasn't much bigger. Oh, I think that happens. You'll see that. Such and such will withdraw his name from a coaching position. That's because someone else in the next 24 hours is going to be hired.
Sure.
Texter says, hey, Mitch, noodle this right here.
Ooh. Man, Mitch, take noodle that run what? At you.
Texas says, I'm sure sweatpants are a turn on for Strebel. Hide your wife, Andy. That coming down at 437-9680. Texter says, please send Hagans to the Louisville Cardinals.
They take him in a heartbeat. They take him right now.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, yeah, you're damn right we would.
Yeah. It's that or Fresh Kimball, you
yeah.
think?
Yeah, and all the Louisville fans that besmirched Hagans and his money stack. Blankenbaker become the number one Hagans fan. He'd buy a Hagans jersey.
Oh, Blankenbaker's coming at you now.
That's fine. He can. That's fine.
Texas says, stop talking about the governor. I'm what? Sick of him running his bleepy mouth every day. Stop carrying his bleeping press conferences every bleeping day. Texter says the Lexington media is protecting Calipari.
Yeah, well, of course they are.
Texter says Archie hasn't spoken to the media either. Well, you know,
no,
I mean, don't
cares.
Do you? No thank you. Cares. Thank you, Mr. Subtlety.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Captain Subtlety over there.
I'm
That's
sorry.
The joke. That's the joke that nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
We would run that, would we not? And I would hope the audience would find that to be funny.
Well, he was...
Like if we ran 15 minutes of Archie Miller. Like, that would be funny, right?
And there's a chance that he'll say something hilarious or something really offensive.
Listen, Jay Scrub doesn't come to Louisville. Indiana, how many of those top 25s is Indiana in? You know what? A terrible question. We'll tease it.
Okay.
Texas says, I wish Kellen was there to call the sheriff out.
Now, that's a battle worth having. You put Kellen on one end and Blankenbaker on. I think Kellen would have Blankenbaker flummoxed because he wouldn't know what to do arguing with an 8-year-old kid.
Texas says, I heard Coach Satterfield mention Coach Mike this afternoon. That cannot be good.
He's still hanging around. Where'd they dig him up?
Texas says, Blankenbaker is greater than Round Daddy and Big Izzy. He actually got a whole takeout without pausing, stumbling, or taking 5 minutes. Blankenbaker's the GOAT. That coming down at 437-9680. On the other end, Scott Satterfield says bong. We dive into that. And I have a question for Round Daddy with something that John Calipari said. And then Louisville, where are they in top 25s? I understand that's a crappy tease, but that's the tease he got.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday edition. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you here on ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You want to stay over here? You can sleep
yeah,
on the couch.
I like this dog, Ramon, is my friend. Like,
is he your friend?
We're really bonding.
Well, there you go.
I can sleep with him.
And James Strebel.
Oh, gee. There it is. This beer's kicking in. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
409.
ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, back at it on a Tuesday. 437-9680, the UPS Jobs text line. It's The Take. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with you. Mitchell Hernigan back at the Papa John's studios. And a reminder, Papa John's, one of our great partners with the no-contact delivery that I believe is going to be starting with Papa John's, if it hasn't already.
Okay.
And so they are changing the game as always. You can use a promo code RADIOXL for a two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Again, go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. Should also remind everybody, beginning Thursday, yet again, we're having another couple games here, the great games in NCAA tournament history with our good friends at Westwood One providing those. Coming up on Thursday, the 2005 matchup between Illinois and Arizona. That's going to be at 8 o'clock on Friday. The national title game, Jimmy V and Company, 1983 NC State in Houston at 8 o'clock. And again, these games on all ESPN Louisville stations. On Saturday, 2006, George Mason, UConn at noon. And then the 2000, oh, what is it? I erase it here on the sheet. Duke and Butler was what year? I can't even remember.
2011?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think
Duke and Butler, that national title game, Gordon Hayward, the shot going in and out. Or, excuse me, not Gordon Hayward, Quinn Slezinski, excuse me.
Oh, 2010.
Boy, you didn't catch that at all.
Quinn Slezinski, yes, I did. Yeah,
yeah. That's at 2 o'clock. And then on Sunday, 2003, Dwayne Wade and Marquette versus Kentucky.
Oh,
not our choice, although I hope we get some funny messages and we'll play them on the air.
Oh, absolutely.
That at noon and then 1982, UNC Georgetown at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
It's all presented by UPS Jobs, Baptist Health, Bill Collins Ford, and Cox's Smokers Outlet. and Spirit Shop. A couple different reminders here, cleaning up some stuff here on ESPN Louisville. We will have Governor Beshear's press conference at 5 o'clock. We'll have that live yet again today. We will bring you that entire press conference, and we'll bring you that in full, including the question and answer portion. I know other radio stations and or television stations in the area are pulling out of those. Save that for the mixtape on Friday. They're pulling out. We are not here at ESPN Louisville because usually Governor Beshear starts by making a little bit of news. Then about 30 minutes in, he makes another little bit of news. And then at the end, the Q&A, usually there is something newsworthy hidden in there. So they're usually about 45 minutes to an hour. We'll have them right here on ESPN Louisville, and then the bonus hour on both of those. So that kind of sets the stage. At 4 o'clock, we will unveil as part of the sound bracket getting going here on The Take on ESPN 680. We will unveil the four number one seeds, and we will unveil the names of the four regions. And we've had a couple. I mean, me and Mitch have been talking about it. It's a difficult process. And it's not going to be easy, but we will play some of the NIT ones, if you will, ones that did not make it. So that kind of sets up the show today. We've talked to Blanka Baker came on earlier.
Yes, almost, did.
That should be our contribution for the bonus hour, I think, later today.
I think so.
I still want to get into some. I mean, good God, I mean our guy Mel Kiper puts out Mock Draft 3.0. We're going to have to take a look at it. I haven't even seen it today. Like, I don't even know where Mekhi Becton is.
I looked at it.
Did you look at it?
Yes.
Where's Mekhi Becton?
Number 10.
He's number 10.
He's number 10.
He's going where at number 10?
I don't remember the team.
You don't remember.
I don't remember the team.
You don't remember the team.
Number 10.
You may have to look that up. Do you need ESPN Plus to look that up?
No.
Because I do have ESPN Plus.
I looked at it. They had it on Twitter. They had the screenshot of
his top 10. Well, you're going to read
on
the air Mock Draft 3.0 with Mel Kiper, who has been screaming on the television since we started the show 34 minutes ago.
Streeble. Is it?
Yeah.
Isn't it a team you're a fan of?
Oh, he's not a fan. Is it the Browns?
The Browns?
Yeah.
Oh.
Aren't you a Browns fan?
I am.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah. No, I as I was getting ready to prepare, look, I was doing research.
I was writing
things down, as you can see. Here it is. I've got it in front of me. Do you want me to read it now?
He was doing research. The research he did
in your
chicken scratch handwriting.
Is this better or worse than Nikki V's?
It's not good. Was where Louisville is in top 25s, which isn't
Kentucky.
In all of them, and that's the whole take that he has today.
That's all you want to talk about today,
isn't it?
That's all you want to talk about.
I have where Kentucky is. I have where Virginia is because Locke's talking big bleep about Virginia next
Virginia's
year.
Virginia's top 10 consensus. Not top five.
They're not top five in everything.
Some are going to have Virginia ahead of Kentucky. Some will not.
Yes.
But I think that's going to be rather split. Yeah.
Yes. It's almost 50-50 in that regard.
Well, Louisville, you don't know what their roster is going to look like. Specifically, Jay Scrubb and the freshmen last year weren't great.
The interesting thing about Jay...
That's what Louisville fans want to hear from Chris Mack.
Yes.
I mean, next year, Ain't the Gahan. What happened? Where's his development since he got on campus?
Right.
And he was just a chiseled body... perfect body with abs. And to
days.
Now, what happened with, you know, Samuel Williamson was scoring more points and playing more minutes early on. He started the season on the road at Miami in ACC, and by the end, it was like, he wasn't playing
as much.
So what happened is, I mean, we still don't know everything about Chris Mack as a coach. That is the reason when you can get 30 minutes at the end of the year, we can kind of find out an honest conversation about what he thinks. Like, those are my exact questions that I would have. What else were you going to say, Mitch? I apologize. Go ahead.
No, that was it. I just wanted to call out Streeble for being a Browns
fan. Is Ennis in a bad mood? Is Ennis in a bad mood?
Dude, Ennis and Pat. Like, Pat would not talk to me. Yeah. Well, Pat's always in a bad mood, but he would not. Like, he was like, oh, my. He was just everywhere when I came in today.
That delights me.
Was it about Chris Mack?
A little bit more of the workload he has to do.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
The workload. I knew it was coming.
I think the first thing he said to me is like, "Dude, you don't even want to know what I had to go through today." I'm like,
"Dude,
I'm like, you don't have to tell me, man. I'm over here listening to Mac being interviewed by Jeff Goodman's daughter." So
what are we going to do here? Because if we join in and take work from Pat, Pat's going to be offended.
He'll get mad at you.
And then he's going to get mad.
Yeah.
If you give him too much work or what he believes to be too much work, Then he gets mad over that. I feel like I'm in a no-win situation with Patty
right.
Ice.
If you take the work away, he's going to be offended.
He's going to be offended.
I could do that, man. That's hey, don't take it. I was going to get that done, bro. But if you give him work, oh, man, look at this workload, bro. Oh, it's going to be one or the other. So you know what? You just got to let it fly.
So Ennis is a bad mood, too. Well, all this is because Chris Mack won't talk to the local media.
Well, then he had that tweet yesterday.
Which I understand.
From your guy, Papinga.
Oh, yeah, which we got to get into. Was he battling Papinga?
Papinga, yeah. He was mad at Papinga for what he said about Lamar Jackson, which was ridiculous.
We need to play that at some point. Mitch, if you can find that, what did Papinga say? He said that Taysom Hill was a better version of Lamar Jackson.
It was like Lamar Jackson's
a great
poor man's Taysom Hill
see,
or something like
that.
That's
the kind of stuff that the process used to bring to the table.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, and now he's scared. He's hiding Diener from the text line now.
Texas says, I'm sure Louisville is in Locke's preseason top 25.
Oh, it's top five, I'm sure.
Texas says, Strebel's becoming more and more and more like Locke. One piece of bacon, all of this show prep. Texas says, hey, dummy, Cleveland's number 10. That at 437-9680.
I know that now.
Texas says, if there is a real question to be asked about the Hagans Cash video, I believe a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist would already ask it. Already been addressed by UK. That coming down at 437-9680. Texas says, oh boy, Hagans wouldn't bleeping start at Louisville. No shot.
He's just one of the four finalists for Naismith Defensive Player of the Year, and he wouldn't start at Louisville. Oh, please,
Fresh Kimball.
Oh, yeah,
Louisville would rather have Fresh Kimball.
Or who's the one dude that did Josh Nickleberry? They'd rather have Josh Nickleberry start. Chris Mack would move David Johnson out of the way at point guard, put him at the two guard, and let Ashton Hagans run the team. Yeah, damn right. But the way that Chris Mack plays the defense he wants to play, Hagans is perfect for that. Get out of here. Get out of here, Texter. He wouldn't start at Louisville. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. He wouldn't start at Louisville. Because you have so many great players coming
There's
in.
There's so many guards.
There's so many guards coming in.
So many guards.
The one good guard you have coming in probably is going to go to the NBA. So, yeah, he wouldn't start. Yeah, yeah. Jason, that was one of the things that when I was researching Andy and Mitch.
All you did was compile mock drafts.
I read the
research. You sound like you're a scientist.
I read
trying
the
to find the cure to the coronavirus. I was doing some research on biochemistry.
You're just
adding and subtracting Jeff Goodman's mock draft.
One of the things that kept coming up though was Jay Scrub and the unknown. Like every team had unknowns, right? As far as players coming back or coming at all, which would. For Kentucky, it was Emmanuel Quickley and E.J. Montgomery, obviously, were the big unknowns. But for Louisville, it was a guy that hasn't even made it to their campus yet was the big unknown, is Jay Scrub. And that,
yeah,
I mean,
but that's,
that,
just,
that
like a fresh, but that's just like a freshman. I mean, that's like adding a guy who is seen to be an NBA player coming out of high school.
Right.
Right? You understand? If Louisville had a big-time recruit coming in like that, that's how we're talking about Jay Scrub.
Right, but with the freshmen, like with Kentucky's freshmen, like they're signed on the dotted line. They're coming. I mean, it's the B.J.
Yeah,
Boston.
That writes
and,
the joke, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the line of credit, right.
Yeah. There's, they have the credit already to them. Scholarship money
right.
That they're getting is already coming to them. So they're already, you know, they're committed to coming to Kentucky. They're going to be there. That's done. There aren't any questions there. With Jay Scrub, you're right. He is looked at as a freshman coming in with possibly lottery potential. But with him, you had the caveat of, well, he can actually go to the NBA right now.
Listen, I'm not acting like Louisville's going to be bad. I'm saying I don't know, which is why they're not in all these top 25s. Kentucky, again, while you don't know, we feel like we do know about highly ranked recruits. And so when Terrence Clark and B.J. Boskin and Devin Askew come in, and they do get in, I think they will add at least something in the graduate transfer market in some sort of way, maybe the UNLV transfer. Like, I believe there is another spot or two that Kentucky's roster is nowhere close to none, and we'll eventually see what happens with guys coming back. Like, there is a chance if Aina Gahan turns into a nice player, but he's going to have to next year.
Yeah.
And Samuel Williamson takes a step that, good God, if you're a Louisville fan, like, to me, the story of the offseason is Samuel Williamson taking the step to being a bench guy to the best player or second best player on the team.
Sure.
Like, he needs to take a monumental step forward. And then for Louisville, I think there's multiple transfer, grad transfer. You just don't know the makeup of U of L's team.
No,
I say that quickly. I say that we know Enoch's gone and Jordan War is gone and Ryan McMahon's gone and Dwayne Sun's gone. So we do, I would say, the remaining parts of Louisville's team, there's absolutely, I should say, reason for hope. But there's also so many question marks, it leaves reason for concern, which is another reason why people want to talk to Chris Mack. I mean, I would imagine two graduate transfers is something that is probably talked about Louisville.
Yeah.
This last recruiting class, we don't know anything about them.
No.
I mean, can Josh Nickelberry play at this level? I mean, whether Jay Scrub is here or not, David Johnson, you're looking at making a massive step forward. What's the low post outside of Aiden Gahan and Malik Williams? Again, on the surface, the top five-ish guys, six-ish guys, Louisville fans can get on board with.
They look
but
good.
It's filling out the roster that's going to be the big-time question mark.
No, I think that's it because they had a little – he had a little room to play with this year with guys
we're
on his team.
We're doing sports talk right now.
We are, aren't we? We're diving right into it. He had some leeway with his bench last year where he could say, okay, McMahon's not working out right now. I'm going to transition to I'm going to move Perry over. I'm going to move Kimball over. I'm going to bring David Johnson in, then back McMahon, and then Samuel Williamson becomes a bench player after starting. He had options there. His initial five or six guys, as you just said, outside of that, who the hell do they have? Like, who's coming off the bench? Who are the guys that you're going to have contribute? Because as we see with teams every year, you have injuries. You have issues with guys, and as far as Jordan Moore was concerned, with him and his head, his ability to stay engaged in a game. And look, your little fans can get mad at that or whatever, but it's true. I mean, you had the coach benched him for crying out loud for a game as far as the starting line is concerned. So there are a lot of questions with Louisville, and to me, Jay Scrub's the number one. You get Jay Scrub, I think you could say, yeah, we're solidly in the top 25.
My point is, I agree. You could see the path to where U of L's good, though.
Absolutely, I can.
But there's just a lot of buts out there.
There's a lot of buts. A lot of buts out there. No,
you haven't been – speaking of, IG, how's that been going?
You know what? I haven't really I'll put it this way. You keep me up to date on IG. I don't even need – to really search anymore because I get two or three updates from you a day that just keep me going.
And that's enough.
That's enough.
I'm fueling the habit.
You are. Like
nice.
I get some Kiki, a little Jessica in there every once in a while, and that's enough to keep your man happy. And I appreciate that.
Do you want to hear Satterfield say collar bong? Mitch, do you have that ready?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and hear this. Scott Satterfield today, I believe, said bong on his teleconference.
Coach, it's Jody Dimling again. How you had seven practices. You've talked a little bit about it. How did you come out of the abbreviated spring as far as health-wise is concerned?
Yeah, I think overall we were pretty healthy. You know, Jack Pagot ended up with a collarbone.
What?
Play the end, Mitch. Wait, which is the funnier part, the beginning or the end?
God, I don't know.
Is the funnier part with this sound?
I like this is Jody Dimling again.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, I think overall we were pretty healthy. You know, Jack Pagot ended up with a collarbone.
A collarbone. It's indisputable.
Coach, it's Jody Dimling again.
Which is funnier? Which is funnier?
I think Jody Dimling. This is Jody Dimling again. Not.
It gave me a little, the Jody thing gave me a little chuckle.
Oh,
when
yeah,
I was
well, that's what
out.
I'm saying. I had to quiet Strebel down because that's what he was laughing at.
Coach, it's Jody Dimling again. How?
I don't know which one's funnier.
Coach, it's Jody Dimling again. How?
I think the text line needs to let us know. Text
a collarbone. A collarbone.
While that's really funny, the distinction for me is that could be said as like a slip of the tongue.
Well, that's what it is.
But
he meant to say collarbone. He said collarbone.
But Jody Dimling. Is
100%
on purpose.
Yeah, but he asked seven, eight. But Joni asked several questions at the press conference. I'll give him that. He's not afraid to go in there and ask a question.
Well,
I mean, we may not care about the question or the answer, but that doesn't mean anything.
A collarbone.
So what's Satterfield doing?
A collarbone.
What's he got on his mind? during quarantine.
Texas says, can Drew please post a link to his Facebook or something, website, the Twitter feed given by UofL guests this morning. Thank you for your help. Boy, I got up in the air there, and I noticed that that was a one that we could take care of off the air, and that just went nowhere. Texas says, once again with the stutter there, Strebel. Texter says media turtles up again and would not ask Calipari about Cashton Hagans.
Yeah.
Texter says a backcourt of Hagans and David Johnson would be one of the worst shooting backcourts ever. Texter says stop talking sports, talk about Strebel's sad life.
A collarbone.
What have the Strebels been doing? Your wife was off work last night?
Yeah.
Nice. What'd you guys do?
We watched this really terrible movie on Amazon Prime.
What was it?
It's called 12. It's this like family baseball movie, and it was some of the worst acting.
A family baseball movie.
Yeah, it's like about this kid that trains really hard to be on the all-star team for baseball, and he was number 12.
Boy, you hated your wife being home last night, didn't you? Otherwise, you would be watching what you wanted. You would be crushing IPAs.
And watching Tiger King.
And then you can just go to bed whenever you want. I'm like, you don't have to worry about anything.
Exactly.
And so your wife is off work for one night. You guys are quarantined.
Yes.
And this is what decides to watch.
Yes.
It's about a kid getting ready for Little League.
Yes.
No one wants that. No one wants heartfelt stuff in the middle of quarantine. We want fun stuff.
Exactly.
By funny the way, stuff. Noah Syndergaard expected to have Tommy John surgery. Let's call Bob Valvano.
Call him up.
Let's call. Is Nick still there, or is he gone? He's supposed to be gone by 3:30, but I have a feeling he's still there.
Well, yeah, what do you think's happening right now?
You can put him on the microphone and stand 6 feet away from him. Put him on the mic. I want Nikki to boot now.
All right.
Tell him I want to boot.
I got to go grab Horn.
Okay.
Okay. But, no, it was. And she looked at me after the movie and was like, you didn't like that at all, did you? I was like, no.
A collarbone.
No one wants heartfelt during the quarantine, man. We all have anxiety. We don't want this stuff.
I want tigers and murder and mayhem and hilariousness.
That's exactly what
we
want.
That's what I want.
Yes.
Big, gigantic tigers and
ligers. I do have some Larry Vaught sound from today.
Oh, good.
As I set up Zoom to Calipari, so a lot of older people were using technology supposedly for the first time.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Well, yeah, hang on a second. I'm playing Larry Vaught sound. Hang on.
Oh, my bad.
Hang on.
Pretty amazing. Us old guys can do this technology, and then I'm impressed. I'm surprised either one. My wife set this up. I don't know who set yours up, but my wife did this for me. I had a college student, and Eric set it up for me.
Oh, Larry.
Is anyone back at the studio right now? I wish I could see the other end of the glass.
Oh.
There's muffled chortling going on back here.
But my wife did this for me. I had a college student and Eric set it up for me.
He's got some interns.
Nick, did you see the news of Noah Syndergaard is out for the season with Tommy John? Can we get Nikki DeBoot on?
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Did I just break that?
You just broke that. I didn't know that.
We should call Bob. We should do that at 4 o'clock and then do the sound bracket.
Can Nikki DeBoot? He's really sad.
Of course he's sad.
There's like three like solid shiny parts of that dysfunctional toy that
he's
is the
overrated.
Mets.
He's so overrated. I hate to tell you that.
I think he just gets overshadowed by DeGrom a little bit. I mean, it's like being Jesus's brother. You know what it's like? It's like being me. It's like being me. I know exactly how Noah feels. Trust me. Noah is me, that taller, better looking, and with better hair. Noah, I feel you, Thor. I feel you, dog.
Oh, my goodness. The thing about it is with you is the coronavirus tried to get to Jamie, and it just left, and it said, I can't damage this pretty of a human being. I just can't.
Man,
I don't. Yeah, I have to find someone. I'm kidding.
I'm telling you, that's where the antidote is, man. We throw Jamie in there. 5 minutes later, like he'll just spout it out. I don't know how. That was a really bad verb to use.
Yeah, that's also on the mixtape. The last 60 seconds or so. I'm sorry to break the news. Reaction to Noah Syndergaard being out for the season.
There's going to be a very sad version of Meet the Mets tomorrow. Like I'll see if I can get a slow version of it, or maybe You know what? There's a 50-50 chance Dad won't know about it until tomorrow. So,
What? If he doesn't lead with it, you should absolutely bust in and break the news. Yes. And break his heart. You have to break his heart. He's going to know. But if he doesn't, you have to break his heart at 12:00 whatever time you guys get on the air tomorrow.
I'm going to have to do it.
Music.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell him at 11:57. Should tell I play them?
Should I play the music though, or do I need to play the Happy Met song? Or do
oh,
I?
Oh no,
just...
no! You need to make him mad when he's doing his open. I mean, today he was passionate people about the seriousness still of the coronavirus. At some point, our guy Bobby V has to stop battling people about this. Like, if they don't believe it's serious, just let them go,
just
Bob.
Let him go, man.
But he did the first 20, what would you say, Nick? 25 minutes?
Oh,
30
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah.
On asshats and other people who won't buy into what's going on in today's society. And in just the middle, in Nick Valvano at his angriest, you need to bust in with the dun-a-nut, dun-a-nut, and just bust in Flemmy with the news that Noah Syndergaard's going to be out for the season with Tommy John.
Just like Joe Flacco.
It has
man.
To be Flemmy. All right, I'll make sure I'll eat like a slice of pizza or something so I got that good dairy Flem Morgan.
I have a big slice of Papa John's and this Noah Syndergaard.
All right, so go ahead and give us sad. Give us sad Nicky to boot here before we go to break. Go ahead.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, Mayor Cuomo, you're doing a beautiful job up there, Paisan. You're trying to keep everybody indoors. But what can I say? Your job got a little easier because now no one's going to come out and see the Mets because that beautiful, hulking skulk of a man, Thor, is going to be sitting with his arm. He's got boo-boos. It sucks. It's just, you know, par for the course. But I got to be honest, I think New York is going to be pretty safe because no one's going to want to see the dreck that is the Knicks. The Rangers, well, no one cares about hockey. The Mets, well, the sexiest part's now on the DL. Hey, we got to worry about those people in the Bronx, okay? We got to worry about them. They might come out and see the Yankees, and there's always some bandwagon fans. But besides that, I think things are looking up in New York.
I mean, they're not looking up. Everything sucks, Nick.
I'm just saying, no one's going to want to see the crappy sports, so they're going to stay home. Everyone's safe is what I'm saying. They're safe in their sucky solitude. Alliterations, bada bing.
Speaking of our sucky solitude, if temperature is not right, I have the people that BJ Heating and Cooling segue, BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. The text line is reacting. 812-283-7221, BJHeatCool.com. They're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. We've been telling you for months. They've teamed up with Brian Douglas Equipment. They want to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. You have a room that's tough to cool down. Can help you. One of the Bryant mini splits can go on the wall. They're quiet. They're efficient. And they avoid, obviously, the hassle of the bulky ductwork. Give them a call today, 812-2221. Just because we're all in quarantine, that means you're in your home even more. And, you know, listen, life does not stop. They're on call 24/7, 365. They will help you. They're a family-owned business, been around the Kentucky and area since 1984. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221. We will unveil the one seeds and the region names next here on The Take on ESPN Louisville.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.